9th Perek of Shvi'is Mishnah Gimel. This is a continuation of the previous Mishnah. We're talking about how to define when there's no fruit left for the animals. The Lom Omer Shol Shavrotas. We said before that the Eretz Yisrael was split up into three general areas: Yehuda, Golul, and Eivar Yadin. And why do we split up into three? So, like we explained before, Shi'oichlem Mikolachas V'achas Hashayichlo Achon Shabo. In each one of these areas, you're allowed to eat till there's nothing left in that entire area. Or according to the Rambam, in the entire three of those areas that make up each one of these three. This idea that we split them up into three different domains with only respect to Yehuda, but the other parts of Eretz Yisrael, they can eat the fruit as long as there's something that remains in Har HaMelech. It seems to be an area which had a lot of fruit. And in respect to olives and palm trees, we treat Eretz Yisrael as one unit. As long as there's palms in any part, or olives in any part of Eretz Yisrael, the rest of Eretz Yisrael can still eat the olives or the dates that they have in their possession. The Rabbi Shimon, which was mentioned in the middle of the Mishnah, is not the halacha.